Welcome to part one to the October specials I'm doing for Halloween this year. This episode is about a haunted 500-year-old building which was built from stone that was originally used in a 12th century priory. Before I start, I'd like to mention a podcast called Paranormal Girl, hosted by Kristen Amanda. Kristen does an amazing job talking to people from all fields of the paranormal, from ghost investigators, cryptozoologists, UFO experts, and many more. She goes in depth with her questions, bringing out the core of the full subject. Paranormal Girl is available on Spotify and Apple. Kristen also has a YouTube channel where she'll be hosting her first live session this Halloween. I'll add links on social media and in the description of this show. Grizzly Old Hall stands on the junction between Grizzly Wood Road and George Street in the village of Church Grizzly near Swadlingcote in Derbyshire. It's recorded in the Doomsday Book of 1086 as Grizzel, which may be Old English for gravel, and Lee meaning a clearing in the woods. It wasn't until 1363 that it was recorded as Church Grizzly, which separated it from Castle Grizzly. During the reign of Henry I in the 12th century, an Augustinian priory was founded by William de Grizzly, the son of Nigel de Stafford. The priory was demolished in 1536, during Henry VIII's dissolution of the monasteries. The land that the priory was on was bought in 1556 by Sir Christopher Allen, the son of Sir John Allen, who was the Lord Mayor of London twice. When Sir John died in 1545, he left his fortune and properties to his two illegitimate sons. Sir Christopher inherited Ightham Moat in Kent, and is said to have demolished what was left of Grizzly Priory, and built the first incarnation of Grizzly Hall in 1556, using the stone that was used in the monastery. He bought the land around the same time as his marriage to Audrey, the daughter of the first Lord Paget, and it's thought that he may have built the house so that she was closer to her family, who lived not too far away in Staffordshire. Christopher and Audrey had 8 children, 6 sons and 2 daughters. The eldest, Charles Allen, inherited Grizzly Hall and Ightham Moat after the death of his father, in which he sold Ightham in 1591 and made Grizzly Hall his main home. Charles Allen's grandson, John Allen, was killed in action during the English Civil War at Ashley de la Zouche Castle by the Parliamentarians in 1646, and he left a young family. His eldest son was the next to own Grizzly Hall, who rebuilt the house in 1664 as a stone stays above the front door. After the death of John, his son John and his wife Esther inherited the house. They had one son, Samuel Stevenson Allen, born in 1707. Samuel was well educated at Christ Church in Oxford, and he never married. He was known locally as Mad Allen, perhaps because he may have suffered some mental health problems. At this point, the house had an estate of 600 acres and was set in a fenced park. Samuel left Grizzly Hall to two of his friends who sold the property to the Maynell family. By 1789, the house was said to be hastening fast to decay, and a coal mine was established on the land. The house was tenanted as a farm, and in 1795, Sir Nigel Gresley of Draycloe Hall set up a china factory, which was unsuccessful. By 1895, most of the land had been destroyed due to the mining, so it was no longer pliable for farming. In 1953, the house was bought by the Coal Board, who turned it into a miners' welfare club, which opened in 1964. In recent years, Gresley Old Hall has become a well-known site for paranormal investigations, some claiming to have taken photographs of the spirits that dwell in the property, and many people local to the area have ghost stories that have been told for years. People have experienced dark shadows and poltergeist activity in the attic, disembodied footsteps walking around when no one is there, whispers, and some have said that their hair has been pulled as they walk around the house. On the second floor, people have said that they've experienced a burning feeling, so intense that it feels like their skin is peeling. This is the same floor where there is a blocked up doorway. In Victorian times, a local story tells of a maid called Marjorie, who was in her 60s. She was looking after the three children of the house when she stood next to the open fire and her clothes went up in flames. The poor woman died from her injuries and the room was blocked up. Her ghost is believed to be still wandering the second floor of the property. A paranormal investigation group were taking photos one night when they caught a very convincing image that looks like a lady in period dress, and another that looks like a small child crawling. It's also believed that three children were abused and abandoned on the second floor. It's unsure if they are the same children that were being looked after by the maid. Another tale tells that the children died in the blaze too. Another ghost that has been witnessed on the second floor is that of an extremely angry man, who makes people feel belittled. Many people have left the building after being in his presence. On the first floor, there is a stain on the floorboards that is believed to be a blood stain left from when a man was apparently stabbed to death. It's said that the stains can't be removed, no matter how much people have tried. In 2017, a visitor to Gresley Hall, who was attending an event, wandered around outside of the building when they noticed a dark hooded figure standing near the window. They approached the figure, believing it may have been someone up to no good. As they got near, the figure started to walk away. They followed them and tried to talk to them. The figure turned around and disappeared. Thank you for listening to Ghost Tales by the Fireside. You can find more information about the episodes on the website ghosttales.co.uk, and I have a Facebook page, Ghost Tales Podcast, and Instagram at Ghost Tales Podcast. The podcast is normally out monthly, but as it's Halloween this month, I'm doing an episode every week. All music, research, writing, production, art, and sound effects are all my own work.